Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host Brian Plofsky and whoa mama, the sun is gonna shine because today's episode features the brightest of bright stars. If you knew my story, you'd be so familiar with the fact that I had a vision way back in the day. And what could be better than, at long last, I can't wait for Asheville and our hearts to pour out another round. Heartbreaker? Not today, as we're down to do right with a firmer hand. Please, don't take... No, she's gone. Just kidding. You always will remember this episode. And I'm ready for my life to begin. Joining us today are the usual right place, right time frog hunting baby throwers.
I want that on my tombstone, frog hunting baby thrower.
I freaking love this.
Including Kevin, a man's gotta do, and a man's gotta do reprise Jaeger.
I get both of them.
Yeah, I couldn't just do the first one.
That's
true. And the second one, so.
The second one's big. It's the baby throw.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
In case you don't
In case
know.
You ever see the regional production.
The tour.
The tour. Right. That's what I meant.
Sorry, you didn't introduce me yet.
No, that's okay. I'm pretty sure they know who's here. Emily Padgett. No, I'm kidding. Kimberly is here also, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
But she is, even though you were hearing this after a wedding.
5 days out, guys.
She's 5 days out right now, but she is still a Cooper while we're recording this. Soon to be a Schmidt. Breakable.
Soon to be Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My hashtag for the wedding is becoming Kimmy Schmidt.
That's like our favorite show.
Yeah. Mine too.
Oh,
that's
my
why
God.
It's so upsetting.
And your red hair.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
And she grew up in an underground bunker.
That's crazy. And you live in New York City. Wow. This is too much.
It's a lot.
You should send this to Tina Fey.
I know. Though. And we're going to Disney World. I'm going to have like a big bright backpack. It's like the worst.
I love it.
So that voice you're hearing... With us today is a person that is so magical, she probably went to Hogwarts or UNT, whatever. But if you weren't her school chum there, you may have seen her in the UK. But in Phantom, Les Mis, The Secret Garden, and Saucy Jack and the Space Vixens.
Oh, yes, you guys would love that.
Oh, I went into a rabbit hole.
You did? Did you find it?
Oh, I found all of them.
Really? Oh, wow.
Oh, my favorite song is Space Truckin'.
Yeah.
I could not say that
Space
title.
Space Truckin'?
Oh, yeah, so good.
Is it like Firefly, but a musical?
Sort of.
Oh, yes.
But you may have also enjoyed her in the U.S. tours of Wicked and South Pacific, which I know Kimberly did.
I saw South Pacific.
Did you? Okay,
yes.
Where?
Philadelphia.
All right.
Yeah.
And without a doubt, you were blown away by her Broadway debut as Alice Murphy in Bright Star.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, move over Nicolas Cage.
Yep.
Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Carmen Cusack!
Which side of Nicolas Cage do I stand on? No, yeah. I'm kind of a little bit crazy about Nicolas Cage.
Oh, he's great. Really? You don't know what to expect.
I love him.
Totally.
Yeah, you never know what to expect.
Absolutely. That's Leaving Las Vegas Nicolas
yes,
Cage? Are you
yes.
going to get, like,
Wicker Man?
Face Off, The Wicker Man, yes. or, like, early stuff, like, Peggy Sue Got Married, Nicolas
yes,
Cage?
No,
who
yes,
knows?
That's the thing. I collect crazy friends, and in my imaginary mind,
yeah.
he is one of my crazy friends.
I think that's great.
He should be.
Did any of you watch The Bachelor this season?
No, I know.
One of the girls, like, her, like, admission in the first episode was that she was afraid of Nicolas Cage. And so, like, they gave all of the girls masks of Nicolas Cage to scare her.
That seems
that's
very...
awesome.
They take their phones away.
I'm afraid
they have
the guy
to figure
who says
out how to entertain each other.
What?
What's the, who's the guy that says more cowbell?
Christopher Will Walken.
Yes, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of Christopher Walken.
Huge fan.
I'm very scared of him. I don't
so
know why.
Peter
but
Pan
he
Live
makes
was
me
not good for you.
Yeah, that was really uncomfortable.
That's why I love them because I'm slightly, but that's the thing, slightly scared, but yet you really, really want them in
yeah.
your life.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Anyway, but that's totally what I would do. I think that was that's a great. If you're going to admit to, like I just did, admit to being scared of Nicolas Cage, then you just asked the world to wear a Nicolas Cage mask.
Exactly,
because
it's a ridiculous.
You're gonna like your next show you do, the whole audience is gonna be wearing Nicolas Cage masks.
Yep,
you're gonna come out on stage and just be like, "This is
my
nightmare.
Friend is here.
This is my nightmare.
or my heaven.
Or yeah,
that's true."
Yeah. But you can follow Carmen on Twitter at Carmen_Cusack. Or on Instagram at Cusack Carmen.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay, great. So she's obviously using those quite frequently. But
your laugh makes me just I'm sorry.
No, it's
going to happen the whole time. It's going to happen the whole time.
Well, we're going to ask Kevin to leave? No.
Yeah, I know. Too bad laughed.
Yeah. But let's just start out with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I'm drinking tequila.
Me too.
Me too.
I'll never ever hear the word tequila again without hearing that in my head. That was beautiful. And I'm drinking wine. I'm drinking a Malbec right now from Argentina. So it's a good Malbec. Good job, Kimberly.
Was it good? It has a cool label because it looked old-timey.
It's the Argentine Revolution wine.
How civilized of you.
Revolution, probably.
That's
I don't
nice.
Know.
Very clean. Like, the label is clean.
If you're going to have a Malbec, you must have it an Argentinian
yes,
wine.
Yes,
absolutely.
Of
yes.
course.
So cheers.
Can they make
cheers.
Malbec other places?
Yeah, like she can.
They totally
okay.
can, but it's just
it
not.
It has to do with climate mm. and.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Do you know when you're. Uh-huh.
Eye contact?
You, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And people say that all the time, and they say, oh, no! Don't need to hear that again. Did I have this karst?
Oh,
no! But where did the thing come from where you're supposed to, like, touch the glass to the bar and then drink? Like, you cheers, bar, and then drink. Where is that from?
Is that a shot thing?
That's a shot.
It's a shot thing, right?
It's like a... But I don't know.
Is it a distance thing?
That's just, like, general bad luck.
Like, but it wouldn't matter because, like, everyone's different heights, so the bar to your mouth is different for everyone. I don't
know. No, I just knew when I was in college, it was always cheers, make eye contact,
hit
the bar,
and then
take the shot.
I don't know.
And you were too drunk to remember what the... that meant.
Exactly. You don't know why you're doing it, but you do like a ritual.
Oh, man.
I do it now because like I feel like I don't have a steady enough hand to bring back from the cheers if the shot is full. So it makes me
so
go like,
bring it down, like okay.
The trajectory
and shot.
The trajectory of the table to the mouth might be an easier pathway than straight
people.
In.
Oh, wow. You guys are
we're going all
we
in.
We think about drinking a lot.
All in on this one. I totally respect.
Absolutely. So let's start off with our first segment. What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Yes.
I'm just tentative because I can't
yeah,
remember.
Everyone. Anyone.
I saw my wedding seating chart, so you guys go.
Carmen, what'd you see?
God. Okay. I saw... The most recent thing I saw was The Picnic.
Oh.
Down off Broadway.
With friend of the show and
Hannah
Ellis.
I really, 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 really liked it.
Yeah.
I was happily surprised because it's, you know, it's off Broadway and there were a lot of people, but and it was very sparse set. But it was really well written and well performed. I loved the entire cast. It was just mine kind of really. And to be so close, you know, I don't get to see theater. I mean, I do, but I'm busy most of the time. So
good.
It's really nice to be not busy and be able to just be fed other, you know, other art, you know, be fed by other people and inspired by other people. And I was really blown away by that one. And then I saw Great Comet.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get a dumpling?
I did not get a dumpling. There was a fight that kind of almost ruptured, though, near my seat.
Did you call 411?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, no, I didn't get a dumpling. I wasn't going to get involved. I was like, yeah, you guys go after it with that dumpling. Enjoy
that's so
that
funny.
Dumpling.
I'm a national treasure. I can't get involved in petty fights.
I cannot be harmed.
I am either finding the gold below Mount Rushmore or nothing.
Yeah. I'm glad that you remember it was Mount Rushmore. That was well played.
I love those movies.
Yeah, they're
good waiting for the third one.
Is there going to be
no,
a third
it's never
going to make a third one?
No, but I really love them. I really enjoyed them.
So now I need to see Evan Hansen. I have to see that.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
I've seen it
You've
twice.
Seen it. Yeah, an idiot. Can I have a little bit more?
Yes, you
And
do.
I want to see Come From Away, apparently. That's
oh,
really
she saw
amazing.
It.
Saw it.
She drinks. Poured us another round.
Yes.
Bang out.
Timer. You know, I actually did that in my last show. Pour Me Another Round.
Really?
Oh, really? Oh, really?
I did.
Oh,
just
even
54?
Though it's not my song.
Yeah,
it's But I
everything
to,
is your song, Carmen Cusack.
But I had to know that's sweet. Kevin. Thank you so much. But there's a real cool story behind that. But yeah,
we don't like cool stories here.
Okay.
No, we
here on Broadway,
we hate cool stories.
But going back to Picnic,
yeah.
Did you just saw Picnic in Rep, correct?
Yeah. And they do like two different shows. And they go back.
It's
and forth.
Picnic and so Come Back, Little Sheba.
There you go.
Yeah,
and I have to see that one before I go.
Cool.
Before I leave.
Yeah,
we should go.
But,
we should.
You know, it's so nice to experience theater really that close up. So you could really, it's almost like watching a movie because you could really can feel their, you know, really understand those facial expressions that they're using. And it's just, anyway, it was really good cast.
Quite.
Yes.
You're waiting for me to say
Oh, wait, no, I was
no,
talking
no,
about,
no, no, no.
Well, I was talking about Come From Away.
Oh, Come From Away, yeah.
Well, I was just saying, I tried to listen to Come From Away at the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Why would you do that?
Because some of the songs are really upbeat and fun, and there's banjo and a, like, accordion.
Did you cry
like,
at the gym?
This will be great. Well, I started to, and then I was like, well, I couldn't run and, like, find a new album. So I just kept skipping the sad ones.
That's incredibly dangerous.
See, I've done that before, but what you do is you take your palm and you rub your tears into your head so it looks like you're sweating more.
Oh, you've cried. So
oh, I've definitely done that before. I've cried at the gym.
Oh
I've been on the elliptical, like,
why
working it out.
The elliptical
and
is the place to get those tears
But it's
out.
Usually because, I mean, I almost exclusively listen to musical theater. So when I'm at the gym, I like to listen to, like, stuff
Fair.
That's, like, more upbeat of musical theater. But sometimes, like, Words Fail, like, creeps in.
Oh,
and then
that's
all of a sudden
true.
You're,
I've
like,
done Dear
Evan Hansen
at the gym.
Weeping on the sub. And but you're losing water weight, so it's fine.
Yes.
Great,
fantastic.
Great gem album.
Yeah.
Dream Girls.
That's probably true. Legally Blonde is also great.
Legally
the
Blonde
gym.
Is fantastic.
Uh-huh. Lysistrata Jones.
The Heathers.
I did that the other day.
Heathers is great.
What else have I done? Evil Dead, the musical, is really fun at the gym,
oh, cool.
actually.
Do you know what is not good at the gym? I tried Jane Eyre once, and that didn't really work out for
Why
me.
Why would you do that?
What's wrong
it was
you?
Just a contralto singing
oh.
very slow ballads, and it wasn't that exciting to run to.
Actually, Bright Star is a good one at the gym on the treadmill.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to skip a few, but...
No, I meant the actual song Bright Star.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Damn,
like,
you guys are really musical theater fans.
Yeah, we're
nervous.
Sorry.
We have degree.
I like to go off on the hip-hop and the, you know, the Kanye West and all
like
that
Call
crazy
Me Maybe?
Stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, this
That's
is just
That's on the
like,
wedding playlist.
I love 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
I listen to Arcade Fire is great at the gym.
Okay.
The Strokes are great at the gym.
The Strokes are great.
Awesome.
That's probably true.
And my new favorite thing at the gym by far is a band called Leisure Cruise.
Oh, okay. You're obsessed with them.
Leisure Cruise is awesome.
Okay.
So I saw this week A Tale as Old as Time.
You saw the movie.
I saw, what'd you say?
The movie.
Yeah, I think you said
movie.
Mermaid. I'm like, that's wrong.
That's not right.
Yeah, I saw the movie of Beauty and the Beast.
And?
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved the
Good.
Hell out of it.
Really? Who plays the Beast?
Matthew Crawley.
Who?
The Downton Abbey guy.
I was like, I know that name.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's...
Matthew Crawley.
What's his real name?
Dan Stevens.
Okay.
From Downton Abbey. He was great.
Wow, cool.
Luke Evans as Gaston was a highlight.
And that's such a cool, that's
oh,
a
yeah.
fun role.
Like, it was one of those things where I knew he wasn't going to, but I was hoping that he would sing me just because his Gaston was so good.
Yeah.
When
they didn't add in any of the Broadway stuff?
No, they rewrote and they wrote new stuff for it.
Oh.
They want that Oscar.
They want that Oscar.
Yeah, he got an Oscar for using old
pre-existing
material.
Songs.
That's
well, see, I'm
true.
Very upset that they didn't ask my husband to go in for Gaston. No, I'm teasing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, because my husband
we can make some
play an awesome Gaston.
Yeah.
But he needs, yeah. He
Have you ever been on stage with your husband?
Above
54 Below? Because didn't he go on stage with you?
That is true.
It's on the album.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two tequilas in, I had to think about that for a second. That's about the only time that we've actually, shared the stage, but he'd be an incredible guest on.
Awesome.
But, you know, he's not in the realm of musical theater, and so that I'm just teasing, but I just had to throw him out there because...
Give him a shout-out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have to give him a shout-out.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers
to Paul Talbot, for my husband.
Yeah.
Cheers
to your husband.
You'd be an awesome guest on, my love.
Well, the movie was great. All the added exposition. It's almost like they watched honest trailers to figure out what people were always commenting on. And every little thing that people have found wrong about the animated version, they've expanded it and filled in all those blanks. And it's fantastic.
And Emma Watson said that they sort of workshopped the role of Belle to be a little more feminist. Was that true?
Yes. So she is.
Because she's the inventor?
So what happens is now Maurice, played by Kevin Kline, is more of an art. He's an artist. And there's a whole backstory about how they left Paris.
He's probably good at that.
Yeah. And so they gave the inventor aspect to her. So she's always helping him fix everything. They incorporate her more into the third act, which she's not in the third act of the movie at all. It's basically
she stays in from wolves and then Gaston runs away.
Yeah, yeah.
That's lovely. I had no idea we were going to talk about. I should be watching this movie already so that I could help you out on this conversation.
No,
I know.
Okay.
I hadn't seen that.
But
we haven't seen Picnic, so we left
you
hanging there.
Can I go back to Kevin Kline for a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been here. I mean, Kevin Kline's up there with Jeff Bridges and Christopher Walken. And what was the other one? The other one we just talked about.
Nicolas Cage.
He's up there with those. It's like my five laminated. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
It's a Friends reference. Oh my God.
Oh.
It's on my laminated list. So, anyway, Kevin Kline, he shows up at the Kennedy Center when we're before we came to Broadway with Bright Star.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a stunt at the Kennedy Center, and nobody gave me a heads up about this man approaching me at backstage.
Wow.
But, oh, no.
You know, and all of a sudden I'm looking at his face, and he's talking to me because he just saw the show. But I'm not listening to anything he's actually saying, because all I'm thinking of are all the things that I've seen him in, and how I'm just beyond how does one put a word together to just say hello, Kevin Kline.
Right.
I couldn't even bring myself. And he's saying, he enjoyed the show, and I think he's a friend of Steve Martin's. And so he was there to support, and he just wanted to meet me. And I couldn't listen. I think I took in a sum of what he said, because it's just this is Kevin Kline saying nice things to me. But then all I could manage to say is, I can't wait to go home and tell my husband that I just met you.
I can't wait to leave the space that you're in with me right now.
And then the next thing he said, because he's f***ing Kevin Kline, he said, "Well, your husband's a lucky man." And I creamed my drawers. And I couldn't say anything after that.
Yeah. You just went completely silent.
Thank you. I couldn't even say thank you. I went, thank you. Something like that.
What's your favorite Kevin Kline role?
I like him in Wanda. Jesus Christ. Fish Called Wanda. Thank you very much. I adore him, and I love him in everything. I also like him in Soap Dish. I love him in that.
That's
a crazy ass show.
He was wonderful in Dave.
Dave's a great movie.
Dave.
Love
yes.
Dave. So
anyway,
you split your time between West Coast and East Coast, correct?
Yes-ish. Yes, I do.
What do you love about the East Coast, and what do you love about the West Coast?
I like the mountains and in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to get to not that I ever go to the beach, for God's sakes, but I'll tell you what's happened. My husband and I had a two-bedroom, two-bath, lovely apartment in Silver Lake. It was on the top of a hill, and it overlooked this amazing... The entire wall and the balcony overlooked this amazing view of Echo Park, and just, it was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Has bought up the plot next to us, and has put up a two-story... While I was away doing my one-woman play in Naples,
mm-hmm.
called Do This... It's totally funny... I was there for 2 months, and I came back, and our entire view is gone.
No.
How does that happen? Why does one do that to a small plot and put up a big two-story house on a tiny piece of land. That's tacky, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely tacky.
It's kind of tacky.
They stole your view.
It was kind of like putting the nails in the coffin that we're moving here now.
Damn.
Yes.
Awesome.
New York welcomes you with open arms.
So I kind of thank that asshole neighbor that just put up his plot. Yeah.
So it was actually us. We bought the plot to bring you to New York.
It was all a plot.
Oh.
I made a pun. Oh. That was for you.
That was a good pun. Good pun. Good plot.
So when we're also eating M&Ms if you hear chewing. Just so you know, Easter M&M.
When is Easter this year? April something?
I don't know.
I know what it is. It is April 16th because they rescheduled my 54 Below show to be that. They gave me April 11th and April 16th because Stella, the blizzard.
Oh, right, yeah.
Came in and canceled my show, so I had to reschedule with them. So I know.
Reschedule on Easter.
I know. Is that stupid? I didn't realize it was Easter at the time. Come to my Easter party.
Yeah.
Carmen's Easter parade.
We'll all be wearing bonnets
or bunny costumes
and Nick Cage masks.
Oh my goodness! I beg of you. I mean, please. I'm
on. Oh my god, I would love that.
Seriously.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time: the roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
So when you come to New York, what's something you can't miss? Like when you were traveling, like you had to do this thing when you were in New York every time, like it's your thing.
Okay. This is going to sound lame, I guess, but every time I come to New York and it was usually like, you know, flew in for this or that, you know, for an audition. So I'm only like there for a day or two. But the first thing I have to do is get my stuff in the hotel or wherever I'm supposed to be staying. I get my stuff sorted. I try and put a face on of some sort that doesn't look like I've been traveling for 7 hours. And then I go out by myself to the nearest steakhouse. And I order a half a dozen oysters and a martini and then a filet mignon.
Sounds amazing.
God, sounds incredible.
I want to do that every day.
What's your favorite steakhouse in the city?
There's a good question. I used to go to Del Frisco's. I would sometimes pick that place. But it really was dependent. Gallagher's was another one.
Yeah. So good.
It really depends on where I was. Right, but true. Because usually I come in at like kind of late-ish in the evening, so whatever was close and nearby. And they have a really awesome, I know this is going to sound lame, but a wedge.
They do have a good one. Oh, I've been there multiple times. I know it.
I love a wedge.
A good wedge salad.
Oh my god, half a dozen oysters, a wedge salad, and a filet mignon.
Yes.
That's a great night. That's
I think I know where we're going to record next time.
And a martini. Oh, yeah.
Gin or vodka for your martini?
It depends on my mood.
Okay.
But gin may usually.
What kind of gin?
Oi.
We're really, this is a deep cut.
I tell you what, let's
well,
go.
Well, I'm the gin drinker at the table.
Tito's vodka if it's vodka.
Yes.
And Blue Sapphire, I guess, if it's gin.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. I'll do a Hendrix if it's a martini.
Oh, look at you. That's sexy. Ooh, sassy woman.
All right, so.
Getting back to business.
Business. You're being sent to a desert island. Okay, this is the scenario.
Yeah.
You have the ability to see one more show. But it's going to be the perfect version of the show. You don't get to choose the actors or anything, but you get to choose the show, and it's going to be your perfect version of that show. What are you going to see before you go away?
West Side Story. I've never seen it on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Only the movie?
But I adore the story. I love the music.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'll tell you what I did really, 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 really miss not seeing is American in Paris. I did the workshop.
I saw the tour in Philly.
And that was supposed to be my debut, but then I did Bright Star instead.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I knew as soon as we started working on it, I knew it was going to be you know, beautiful.
Breathtaking.
Yeah.
Do you guys see it on Broadway?
And yeah, I won the lottery.
I didn't get to freaking see it on Broadway.
I saw it.
I was so busy.
The tour in Philly with my mom.
Really wanted to see it. Was it good? Okay.
Yes, yeah. I loved the tour.
Before Bright Star, mm-hmm. you had such a robust and successful career. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were in, you did everything. Like, everywhere.
Yeah.
So what was it like when all of a sudden you're on Broadway and you and your performance with press and fans and all the outpouring of love was just kind of overwhelming? What was that contrast from what happened before?
I have to say, I'm so glad that it happened the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone can sit there and say, and you know, as a five-year-old, say, I want to go to Broadway. But that was just never my intent. I was just all over the place. Of course, I moved all over the place, and then I had three little sisters. And I didn't have that crazy ambition, I think, of one that says, I'm going to do theater, and I'm going to move to Broadway, and I'm going to do a show on Broadway. I never had that kind of thought in my head. I just thought, whatever opportunity lies in front of me that I feel is safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And fun, I'm going to do it. And so my journey took me to England. And I'm so grateful for that because I was able to learn and adjust and go into another country. And I got weathered and experienced so that I was able to come back here and do all of that, what Broadway was throwing at me with the likes of Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. Mm-hmm. And all of that. Otherwise, I think I would have been incredibly overwhelmed because I was able to take it in stride because I'd done a decade already in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd done tours and I'd done the South Pacific and just gotten my head around how, you know, how to go about. And the best thing to do to be, and what I've learned from all of it, is to just be yourself. Just don't worry about, you know, trying to say the right thing. Just say what you feel. And so far, it's been all right. Was that the answer to your question? I'm so sorry.
No, actually, can you start over? No,
of course. Well, I'm so glad that I had the luxury of having that worldly experience to then come here and do my Broadway debut the way I wanted to do it.
Yeah, on your own terms.
On my own terms.
So, the Alice Murphy part in your debut, I'd love to hear about the evolution of the character from California to D.C. to New York, especially just how you created the two bodies and the two voices and the two mindsets of these very different characters, these very different versions of the same character.
Okay. Well, the first experience was I sent a tape to Steve and Edie through Walter Bobby and the casting, and they'd been looking for this kind of voice, and then I did the scenes, and I just sent them a tape, and I played my guitar, and I sang my own rendition of Wayfaring Stranger, and I just sent that, and I sent the scenes, and got the gig. The gig from the tape was just.
They didn't even bring you back in.
No, the tape, but.
She's like, it was a really fucking good tape.
Right. No,
release the tape.
Was actually auditioned for the reading in Poughkeepsie, for the New York film. So that it was just to audition for a workshop. So I did the workshop in Poughkeepsie at the stage New York Film and Stage School there, Vassar. So that was an incredible experience because, you know, Steve and Edie were there every single moment of every single day. They are the most committed. It was shocking that they were there every single day, and they would take us to lunch. I mean, it was just quite brilliant. They were so cool.
That's so cool. I grew up on The Jerk.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Grew up on it.
Wouldn't that be an awesome musical? Well, don't you think that'd be a great?
Yeah.
But as soon as I read the script, it was so, like, where I'm not from North Carolina, but I'm from a southern, very, very dark Southern Gothic background.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was born in Denver, Colorado, but then my parents were 15 and 16 when I was born. So then my grandparents moved to Panama City, brought me with them along with my mother because she found me teething on a tablet of acid in the shag carpet at 2. Am I telling too much?
No.
Do you want more tequila?
No. they decided, still in high school. So then my grandparents, we moved to Panama City, Florida, and my grandparents raised me for a while. And then my mother, about the time when she was like about eight years later, she decided, okay, I'm going to do this single mother thing. Took me from that, moved me to Dothan, Alabama, and then she remarried. And boom, 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 boom. The first 3 years of her marriage, she had three little girls. So, am I answering this question? This is too much to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do come from a real Southern Gothic situation. We all went to church 3 times a week. So a lot of my own music comes from that kind of hillbilly swamp music.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Hillbilly. I mean, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Not even bluegrass, but swamp. Swamp music. So when I read and listened to the music up there, I was like, well, I don't hear any other musical doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
absolutely. I can bring my own like experiences to this music. And I think I know this woman because it was kind of like my mother. You know, she had me at 16. This woman of Alice Murphy has this child. And I really connected to the story as well as the music instantly.
Yeah.
So I never felt like my journey went big. It just was there from the get-go.
Yeah.
But I never thought that they would ask me to do the Broadway version because I was nobody.
Right.
Well, because when Hannah was on the show, she talked about how her character went through kind of a crazy metamorphosis and then actually was the combination of two characters.
It was.
Once it finally got to Broadway.
Yep.
Do you feel like from the very first Poughkeepsie Workshop and stuff that your character is pretty closely defined to what it is on Broadway?
Yeah. My character stayed, well, I mean, there was a lot of different changes, but as far as who Alice Murphy was, she stayed singularly solid. There were a lot of other changes. Oh my God, we could spend a whole evening talking about
what she went through. At a,
I mean,
I'm in no rush. No.
Going back to the jerk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was a point in Poughkeepsie where the baby at the end of the show, at the last song that we all sing, the mayor comes out holding the baby. I'm a bright star. I mean, it was like, it was
the baby was going to sing?
The baby, yeah, the baby sings at the end. After Dawn, you know, after being thrown off the train, the baby is reincarnated as baby. I mean, but this was, you know, this is how picture awesome.
Like a baby, but with AJ's face.
Yeah. And with the mayor holding it, singing this.
Like in that TV show Wienerville, when they had like little bodies.
Yo, Wienerville's so good, Mark Wiener.
It was
crazy.
Oh my God.
But it you know, he still was bringing that jerk aspect, the
silliness. Yeah.
Yeah, silliness.
Yeah.
And then Walter White was like, nah.
Nope, not happening. That's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing. What was your first Broadway show that you saw?
Did you see a show in the West End before you saw something on Broadway?
My first ever show was Phantom of the Opera, but I'm trying to
Would you tell them the story of the album? It's on the 54 Live.
Yeah, it's
on
the album.
It's on 54 Live. My first Broadway show. Oh my God. South Pacific.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you see Kelly?
Or Laura?
I saw Laura.
So did I.
South Pacific was my first Broadway show.
Cool.
Because
and
I
then
just
you
come
done
back.
Did it.
Was this preparing
because
for the
I
tour
come,
or was
I just
after
come
the
back
tour?
From, I'm sorry?
Was this preparing for the tour you saw this
exactly.
show?
Yeah, Bart wanted me to see the show.
Cool.
That was long ago, but it didn't seem that long ago.
It was way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
you're so good.
He's really good at this.
What's your favorite experience seeing a show?
Seeing what show? Seeing
any show.
Any show?
Like, you just remember, it's not necessarily the best show you saw, but everything about it was just, like, pure magic.
Phantom. I mean, my first experience of ever seeing a show
mm-hmm.
was not only knowing that I could very possibly be on that stage the next week.
True.
I was sent by the director to go see the show, and of course, I come from a very poor background,
mm-hmm.
and I'd never seen a musical, I'd never seen a theater production of anything.
How did you know you wanted to do this?
Because I knew I could act and I knew I could sing. And so I knew that that was going to happen eventually.
That's so cool. Right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
No, I just
saw...
just
like knowing it's
like
in your
my
soul.
First musical ever I think I ever remember seeing was Calamity Jane. And I tell that story on the live recording in 54. Mm-hmm. That's when I realized, oh, you can do that? That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like playing, you know, being an actress and singing. And I knew I could do both. But yeah, it wasn't something that I got a chance to see ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my journey took me on this weird direction.
So cool.
In the UK.
Something cool about your journey is that you've actually been able to play roles where you've been using not only different parts of your voice, but different styles of singing.
Totally, yeah.
What has that been like for you to... Because most people, if they're going to play Christine,
mm-hmm.
are going to stay in that kind of world with
yeah.
their voice. But you've kind of jumped to belting. You've jumped to like
a
little more like
Christine's than Elphaba's.
No,
like, right?
Yeah. Really
exactly. What was
story.
That like
and
for
I,
you?
And I mentioned this earlier on.
You're the rarity
interview.
In that Venn diagram.
Here's
of
an interesting story. Yeah. Well, as I was ending the contract of Christine and Phantom, they wanted to see me for Les Mis, but they wanted to see me for Cosette. And I didn't want to be boxed up in that way. And so I went to my MD that I was working with in Phantom, and I said, how can I just shake it up for these people? Because I don't want to be boxed up, and I have a lot of different voices, and I have a lot of different things I want to share. And I'm not just this sweet little, I have darkness,
right.
I have darkness beyond compare. And I want to go in these other realms and be scary and interesting and mysterious. And I just didn't want to be that perfect little ingenue. They want to get boxed up. So he said, well, you know, the other day, last week, we went to karaoke and you sang that Whitney Houston song, and you're belting your ass off. He says, go in there and confuse them. And belt and decide and make and sing them a song where you're just using your belt voice and you're not using your head voice. I was like, okay. So I did a Whitney Houston song
for your audition.
Well, they clearly like knew you were Christine, so they knew you
could.
And
they knew that they were seeing me for cassette, and they knew I was making a statement.
Right, right.
And then they sat back, and after I sang my Whitney Houston song, and I think it was, Don't Make Me Close One More Door, you know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm singing that. And after I sang, I have nothing, you know, I'm just going crazy. And then I finished the song, and they went quiet. And they were there, you know, in the back of the theater, chatting. I was like, yes. I confused them.
That's amazing.
Sure enough, the director walked up on stage and said, Carmen, we see you in a different light all of a sudden. Because clearly I was making him.
Yeah.
And he said, but the only thing is, we only have understudy Fontaine available in this next contract. And I said, yeah, okay.
Why not?
You know, I was happy to go and be an understudy.
Yeah.
And change up some things.
Yeah,
just to like identify that different path
and
in
they
your
said,
career.
The next contract that come when as soon as her contract's finished, we'll bump you up. All going well, and so that's
you dreamed
what
that dream.
I dreamed that dream.
Yeah.
And it happened. So
that's
there
amazing.
You go.
So let's take a break from questions.
Yeah.
And play a game.
Yay!
Dirty hands on a hard body.
Love it.
So everyone, two hands on the table.
Mine
we're gonna
dirty.
Go around. With a category, I will start. If you give a category, it just goes between the three people who have not given a category.
Makes
right?
sense. Yes.
Yes. And then if you mess up or if you can't think of anything, then you take one hand off the table.
You start.
If you're out, if you put
if
your hand
if you're
hand
out,
up,
you pick the next
category.
Category.
Yep.
Okay. Types of M&Ms.
Rice Krispie.
Peanut.
Peanut butter.
Almond.
Are there more?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I was going to say holiday, like Christmas.
Oh,
and
I guess.
Festive,
good,
yeah,
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you got a hand up. So you pick the category.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Country singers.
Kenny Chesney.
Raina James.
Go for it.
Reba McEntire.
Tim McGraw.
Garth Brooks. Kenny Rogers.
Little Big Town.
Amy Grant.
Faith.
Faith Hill. I grew up in Florida. I know this.
I was like, singers or bands? And all right,
so Carmen, you get to pick a category now.
And then we'll all play. It'll be the
three
of us going around.
Department stores.
Macy's.
Dillard's.
Nordstrom.
Saks.
Sears.
Lord & Taylor.
JCPenney.
Belk.
How's the girl losing?
Bloomingdale's.
Like, I'm registered at Macy's. It's the only one I know.
I was gonna say Gimbel's.
Oh, good one.
All right, so Kimberly.
I was gonna, oh, Strawbridge's. That's what I should have said.
Woolworth's. Harrods.
Woolworth.
That's so old school.
Woolworth's.
Oh, my God. If anybody should say that. All
right, Kimberly, what you got for us?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Woolworth's is too much.
It's just so funny.
Are you 130?
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals.
Okay. Cats.
Sunset Boulevard.
Evita.
Phantom of the Opera.
Love Never Dies.
Aspects of Love.
Jesus Christ, Two Superstars.
That's the sequel. Jesus Christ, Superstar. School of Rock.
Joseph.
I can't think of any more.
Starlight Express.
Oh, Song and Dance.
Oh, nice.
What is it?
Song and Dance. Oh, yeah.
Jeeves by Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. You won't too?
Oh, I should have been Woman in White.
By Jeeves is the name.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
never
mind.
Kevin has two hands down.
I have two hands down.
Kimberly has one hand down. I have one hand down. But it's Carmen's time to give us a
category.
Category. Yeah.
You give us a category.
Theaters in New York.
The Schoenfeld.
The Niederlander.
The Helen Hayes.
The Kerr.
The Foxwood.
The Marquis.
The Gershwin.
The Marquis.
The Court.
You said that, right?
Said the I said the Marquis.
Oh, like, damn it.
Ah.
Hand up.
Okay, right. Now you pick
one. I thought that was going to go a long time.
I thought so, too.
X-Men characters.
Oh, but it's just the two of us?
Oh, great. This is easy.
Which, why not get to play?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because your hands
X-Men
up.
Characters, you two.
Cyclops.
Wolverine.
Jean Grey.
Storm.
Beast.
Phoenix.
Angel. I'll allow it.
I know, but it's not technically the same.
Right, okay.
Well, that's why I did it.
Okay.
Because she turns into Phoenix.
Yeah, that's
she's
fine.
Not technically Jean Grey.
That's fine.
You're such nerds.
This is me, like, I feel like I'm, like, vying to be allowed to marry Jay with this category.
This is
right
very
now.
Important.
Like,
Jay is quite nerdy.
Where are we?
Keep
my
going.
Husband could sit here.
Professor
my
X.
We can go for hours upon hours upon hours doing this. Yeah.
I cannot.
She said Professor X.
I said Professor X.
Yeah. X-23.
Oh, he's pulling out the, like, random one.
The pale one.
The pale
Magneto.
He's not an X-Men, technically.
He's in the world.
He's
so
in the world.
X-Men
I'll let it happen.
Oh, we can
I'll
do
let
bad guys?
Yeah, I'll let it happen.
Oh.
He's an X-Men character. It's not X-Men.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
fair.
X-Men characters.
Okay, fair. Toad.
From the canon.
And the ice one?
Pyro.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Who's the pale one?
Caliban.
Caliban.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him in the newest movie.
He was very
wait,
good.
Brian, is it you and me, just one hand up each?
It's Mew and me and all other people. All
right, so Kimberly gives us a category.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, for the two of you?
For me and Brian.
Oh, I could skew this so many different ways.
I know. What you got?
Ooh. Tequila cocktails.
Margarita.
Tequila and ginger ale.
Tequila sunrise.
Tequila on the rocks with two limes.
Tequila.
It's not a cocktail, it's only one ingredient.
Do two limes.
Okay, sure.
And ice.
What did you say?
I said a shot of tequila, but
is that
it's
is
not
that
really
cocktail?
A cocktail. A really messed up Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, sometimes they have tequila in them.
They do. Some.
I'm going to put my hand up.
Oh, I just one hands on a hard body?
You did.
So here's a story. The Carmencita is tequila soda and lime.
Oh, I should have gone with the Mexican Mule. That's my
I
favorite.
Totally made that
That's
up,
why
yes.
I said
I
it.
Won't drink that. Oh.
No, my, now my one problem. Of my closest friends, that's what she has from now on.
What is it?
It's just tequila soda with some lime. It's like a whiskey soda, but tequila.
I love
with some lime.
Moscow
maybe
Mules,
sometimes
but with tequila.
Splash of. Agave light syrup.
And then Bloody Marias.
That's fancy.
I was expecting you to go into all of those things.
I was still thinking of X-Men.
So was I
am telling you, because I come from Texas, I'm going to share this little secret with you.
Okay.
The best margarita you could ever make requires limes, tequila, ice, agave light syrup.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it.
And that's it.
Like fresh lime
but you
juice.
Have to fresh lime juice. Like
yeah. And let's go into game number two.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm really
ready.
Proud of the name. But the game is called Follow Your Own Bright Star, The Search for National Treasures.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Can I have that framed?
And in parentheses I wrote, it's just a quiz, but I liked the fun name.
I love it.
I like
that. I
name.
Want a t-shirt. I like that.
It is a quiz that is not multiple choice. You can
shout
choose. Would
answer.
You like it to be a buzz-in situation?
Yeah.
Or would you like individual? Buzz-ins?
Buzz-ins, yeah.
Can we do things like that? We have to buzz in with, no!
Okay.
Sure.
Great.
Anytime I recognize something recently, though, I just go, so familiar. Now I go touch it. In 5 days, Kimberly will be getting married. That's me.
Yep.
In a church whose graveyard was used in a pinnacle scene of what film?
No, don't take him!
Brian.
National Treasure 1.
Correct.
Oh.
So if you see where this quiz is going, we're about National Treasures.
Got it.
In 7 days, Kimberly and Jay will be honeymooning in the magical creation of what other national treasure?
Walt Disney.
Correct. correct.
You didn't buzz
no,
in?
Didn't no, buzz. Don't take him! Walt Disney.
So these all come from a list from Parade Magazine, did a feature on 17 national
also,
treasures.
Also,
well, I'm sorry, I didn't read that one.
Also, Revive Parade with Carmen
also
Cusack.
Also, Revive Parade.
Putting that out there again, Revive Parade with Carmen Cusack.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
If it came here, I would absolutely, absolutely,
you'd
positively.
Be incredible.
This 33-year-old memorial designed by Maya Lin has been hailed as a national treasure for changing the way America mourns its dead.
No, don't take care
of
it. Is it the tomb of the unknown soldier?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's the
what happened? 33
Vietnam
years
Wall?
Correct.
Oh,
nice.
It is the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Well, let it slide because you already buzzed in.
Yeah.
Right.
He was just still buzzed
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If that's how it works.
With 22 Grammys, membership in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Kennedy Center honors, and countless other awards, this national treasure looms over American pop music. He recorded his first number one album at just 13 years old.
No, don't take him!
Brand.
Michael Jackson?
No.
No, 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 don't take him!
Yes, Carmen!
Don't take him! Stevie Wonder.
Yes!
Oh! Amazing. Yes.
She sang that live and she had the right answer.
Yeah.
That was
yes.
incredible.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it, the little kid thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was so
bad.
But then as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, they're going to say Michael
I'm
Jackson.
I'm thinking of children, yeah, yeah.
Okay. First appearing in 1853, this national treasure of a snack food is now eaten each year by 86% of Americans.
No, don't
no,
take
no.
it.
Oh. No.
Well, Brian, no, Brian
Chex,
first.
Chex Mix?
Incorrect.
No, don't take
yes,
him.
Carmen.
Popcorn.
Nope.
Oh,
very
that was a good
close.
Answer.
That is my favorite food.
It is my favorite
What's
food.
The year?
1853. This national treasure sizzled into snack food fame. Maybe is a little hint.
Tostinos, pizza rolls.
Sizzled.
What year?
1853.
I have no idea.
No, don't
yes,
take
Carmen.
Him. Nachos.
just
I, just
say yes.
to sing it. I just want to sing it again.
Yeah, we're going to pass.
Potato chips.
Oh, for God's sakes. Okay.
You'd think that more people would admit to eating potato chips a year.
You'd think.
This distinctively American gesture of high spirits has been hailed a national treasure by Parade Magazine, of which all of these are from.
Wait, what?
Except for I'm getting married.
No, don't take him.
Yes, Kevin.
A high five?
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
High five!
High five!
All the way around.
Yeah!
Okay.
So good. Okay. First constructed in 1923, this 45-foot tall sign has come to represent anybody's dream of
no,
making it.
No, don't take
my...
him!
Yes, Kevin!
The Hollywood sign.
Yes!
Oh, damn.
What? Did you read this article?
No,
I
just.
Have known
43-foot sign.
No. I overlooked
you
that.
You see
not,
it.
Not anymore,
not
though,
anymore.
Carmen.
Not
you can't
anymore.
See it anymore.
This American author, whose life story inspired Little House on the Prairie, brought a huge American West.
No, don't
Red
take him!
Oh, Kevin, you're so fast!
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yes! Oh. I never would have
My mom's
her name
a librarian. If I didn't get the book question, she'd be so mad.
Oh,
at
that's
me.
True.
Oh,
oh,
that
you're going to get an extra special present from your
well,
mom.
Well, my mom just loved Michael Landon, so.
My mom did
doesn't
love, the
love
House
Michael
on the Prairie.
Landon.
Okay.
My mom
this,
also
I
listens.
Grew up on House, I mean, I didn't grow up on House on the Prairie.
I don't know. My mom also listens to the Bright Star album on CD in her car every day to work.
I love your mother.
That's not a joke.
Oh, wait, but my
Tell
mom
her,
too?
Can you share my love with her?
Yeah, of course. Okay, you. She saw it and she loved it. And she has a picture with you afterwards, and it's like, she sent it to me all the time. It's like, remember I met her? I was like, okay, calm down.
And my mom missed it.
He's not
because
kidding,
she was
like all the time.
On vacation or something.
What's your mother's name?
Jill.
Jill, love you too. Love it all back.
Oh my God, she's gonna die.
She'll lose her mind.
She's literally gonna die.
This staple of American culture is a place for community building and watching the world go by.
No, oh, no, don't take him! What is a porch?
Yes, front porches.
Oh, for God, that was a trick question.
Yeah, I did not... I don't know why that was on the list, but
national
I liked
treasure.
It.
That was
like front porches are
porch.
A national
yeah.
treasure. I don't
tricky,
know.
Tricky.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
Since their debut in 1917, this rubber-soled canvas shoe has been a symbol of Americana.
No, don't
yes,
take Kim Converse.
Specifically.
No, do they have a name?
Is that
Joe's?
Just an East Coast thing?
What?
Chucks.
Chucks.
Oh, Chucks.
I've never
Chucks.
Heard
that
of it. I've never
Chuck
heard
Taylor
Chucks.
Converse.
Chuck Taylor.
Yeah. Okay, I got that right, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
The point.
Do you know, I have to share this crazy little information. I am a huge fan of Converse, even though I'm not wearing Adidas right now. But my guitarist from my show, his brother is like one of the top, like he lives in Shanghai and he's like head of, well...
one of the executives of Converse.
Cool.
So he flew out here to see my show.
Did he bring your shoes?
And he said, I've got a special box of Converse that the company is sending to you. Because I'm subletting right now, I have yet to find that box.
Oh,
so there is this box of Converse somewhere in the universe that is not getting to me. I'm really upset about it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What a heartbreaker.
Yes, I know. But the Converse whole company, they have several studios like around the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where if you enter this contest, they'll give you 8 hours of free recording. And I just learned this from my banjo player that I just rehearsed with 2 hours ago, coming straight here.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the coolest Converse I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And he said because the people he was rehearsing with won that 8-hour thing. And then you got to go to the studio and then you got to pick out the Converse.
What?
And he picked out the Andy, the famous
Warhol?
Andy Warhol.
No, don't take him.
Warhol.
Why wasn't he on Parade's list for a national treasure?
I was just having a chat with him about it. He was telling me that he's wearing Andy Warhol's.
That's super cool. Converse
shoes. That's incredible. Cool. That's incredible.
I had to share that with you because we were talking about Converse.
So we're going to play one more game before we head out. And that is Lights of Broadway.
Lights of Broadway.
You know those cards, right?
Oh, these cards.
Yes.
I've seen these so many times.
Yeah, you're toast on one. So we've just put in front of Carmen a bunch of Lights of Broadway show cards and a Lights of Broadway Mad Lib. And she's going to read the Mad Lib.
Okay.
Yes, anytime it just says LOB card, you can just grab one of these.
Oh, my God.
And fill it in.
Drink.
Okay. Also, somewhere yours is in here because
Broadway's dead. Mad Libs. I'm reading all of it.
Do it.
The county fair! Exclamation mark. County fair taking over the town square once again. And I go here?
Yeah.
Andre DeShields was there to report on everything for the Asheville Southern Journal. The day started off with a heated race in the best pie baking contest. Both Georgia Engel and Judy Kay. And Betsy Wolf.
There's so many cards.
And Carousel. Looked ready to win, but the slice of victory went to Man of La Mancha. I like that.
That's
one.
A good card.
I like him.
After that came the three-legged race. And for the third year in a row, first prize was claimed by Bob Gunton and, do I say another one?
Yep.
Bye. Oh, where am I? Nick Corduroy. Cordero,
whenever
my God.
He walks, he swishes with his corduroy pants.
Oh, that's Nick Cordero with his swishing of the pants.
That was a big clap.
And where are we now? Yeah, okay. Yeah. The afternoon sun ushered in the hog raising contest. A fight broke out because Trevor Nunn, he's awesome. Accused Nick Cook, but both were upset by Gideon Glick and Follies. The pig he lovingly named after his favorite star, Man of La Mancha, and Carousel. The night ended with a famous square dance. The rumor mill swears it saw Rachel Chavkin. And Betsy Wolf kissing out on the old bridge. In the moonlight. Ooh. But this reporter can neither confirm or deny that all I will say is after such a great day at the fair and faced with the romantic light of the moon, it's a good thing I didn't run into Heather Headley. And Betty Buckley. Or I'd surely been the topic of gossip myself. All in all, a beautiful day at the fair. Can't wait for next year's.
Yay!
Well, that ends our episode. Carmen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, seriously.
We really appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Thank you so much for getting me drunk.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, anytime.
So as you, just to remind you, @Carmen_Cusack on Twitter, Carmen Cusack Carmen on Instagram. Don't forget to follow us at Broadwasted and at Broadwasted and at Broadwasted on all three of our social medias. Also, go to our website, broadwasted.com, to join our mailing list to find out all about what shows we're going to, our episodes. We end every episode with a quote, and this one is, "Well, the gears are getting tough. The lovin's getting rough. We'll be trucking till we've trucked enough. Ooh, space trucking."
Oh my God.
You have to share those links.
I will. Okay, space trucking from Saucy Jack. But as we end every episode, thank you, Carmen.
Thank you so much.
We love Bright Star. We can't wait to see what you're doing next. Go to her 54 Below shows on
Easter.
Yes. Easter Sunday.
Yes. Cheers. Yes. And as we end every episode,
Zoo-doo-wah-bomb.
Can you do me one favor before I leave? I'm going to curse. Oh, yeah. Jay.
Hey, what's up?
This is her fiance, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Because we're about to dance.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Jay, can you quickly curse, but can you say no when he curses?
Okay.
Can you sing it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
What the fuck
no,
is going on here?
No, don't take him. Is that what you wanted?
That's amazing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's all I wanted in my life.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.